It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right now, Timberwolves Nuggets coming up at 6 in Denver. It is the opening game of the NBA's Western Conference semifinal. And a man who covered the team all season long for Bally Sports North, Kevin Lynch, joins us. Kev, good to visit with you. I hope you're doing well.
I'm doing excellent, Steve. I just had a delicious dinner at Hmong Village in St. Paul. So I got a big smile on my face right now.
Yeah, you got a full belly. You got the Timberwolves coming up tonight. You're in good shape.
I'm ready to go. Let's go.
Yeah, exactly. Kevin, about this Timberwolves team, we know about the season they had. End up as the third overall seed. There was some hand-wringing going into that series against the Phoenix Suns because the Suns really dominated the Timberwolves during the regular season, and the Timberwolves completely turned the tables. First of all, your thoughts on the way the Timberwolves just dismantled the Suns in 4 games.
Yeah, isn't that weird how, you know, a team in all 3 games really were blowouts for Phoenix during the season, and last game of the season, regular season, you know, they just kind of hammered Minnesota, and it's weird how it can kind of, you know, do a 180 completely, and that's what happened. So the Wolves' size and their defense really, and then Edwards' brilliance on offense kind of did it. So it was good defense and playing big, and Edwards playing well offensively and scoring, and they completely dominated the Suns in 4 games. I mean, it's pretty incredible how that all played out. And Bradley Beal, you know, one of the players for Phoenix, he was yapping and talking quite a bit to the Wolves team on that last game 82 in the regular season, and I think they fired everybody up. And then Edwards got going. But it's interesting how that completely turned around.
It is amazing. In the NBA, there's been a lot of superstar players that have bounced around. You look at LeBron James' career, starting in Cleveland, going to Miami, coming back to Cleveland, going out to L.A. Kevin Durant's another guy that's bounced around a lot. James Harden, et cetera, et cetera. And that whole super team, these guys, granted, the LeBron, you know, was part of some pretty good teams down in Miami. I think we've maybe seen the end of that where it doesn't seem to work out. These guys bouncing around trying to find the latest and greatest things where stability and overall roster composition is a huge deal because you can't win in the NBA with 3 guys. You need 7, 8, 9 guys contributing to be able to win.
Yeah, that's another thing of the Wolves series with Phoenix was lack of depth. You know, they're going to be that team is formidable if Durant and Booker and Beal are all, you know, get you between, you know, 25 and 40, then it can work. But, you know, there were some games in that 4-game series where, you know, Beal didn't play well or Booker didn't play particularly well. And because they gave up all these assets and all the depth that they, you know, Phoenix had a few years ago, Mel Bridges and Cam Johnson and, you know, DeAndre Ayton is gone and all these guys are gone now. And that was kind of some depth that led them to get to the finals a couple of years ago and against Milwaukee. And now they don't have that. They're very top heavy. They owe a lot of dough for those top 3 guys, but there's not much else there. So I hope you're right. I mean, I just kind of laugh to myself how these teams, and it's always like the Lakers and the Clippers and the Heat and Phoenix now. You know, these teams that try to put together these big threes or whatever you want to call it. And I just think it's great when those teams fail and burn out. And teams like Milwaukee win a title in 2021. And then Denver, another smaller market with it last year. And now you got Oklahoma City, you got Minnesota, you got teams, the top teams in the West, Denver again, that are going to be right there to get to the finals to represent the West. So, yeah, as far as I'm concerned, when you know LeBron James and Anthony Davis, when he was in New Orleans, Steve, he was, you know, these guys want to leave markets like New Orleans to the L.A. or wherever, and then they cause a – James Harden did this in Houston, causing a big stink. I mean, Houston, he was just terrible down in Houston when he left there originally. And then they go and they float around in different teams and they don't have success and they underperform in the playoffs with the next team and then the next team. And I just laugh to myself. It seems like all the teams I just mentioned, Milwaukee, Denver, Minnesota, Oklahoma City now this year, those teams have the best chemistry of all these teams, better chemistry than a lot of these teams with these superstar players, and I think it's great.
Yeah, and the Timberwolves, that's such a good mix. I know you and I have talked a lot about the Gobert trade, and on the surface, boy, they gave up a lot, and so on and so forth. And then you bring in Mike Conley, and it just seemed to be the missing piece to the puzzle. And I know Anthony Edwards, you know, young superstar, Karl Anthony Towns, gifted scorer. You brought up Naz Reid. You brought up, you know, Jaden McDaniels. I mean, they've got a lot of talent on this club, but it seems as though Conley coming in just kind of glued it all together, in my opinion.
In the locker room, he's done that. You know, you got guys that are still kind of, you know, Chris Finch has been saying the last two seasons, I know last year, the Wolves led the NBA in technical fouls. I don't know if many people know that, but it's just kind of – and then 2 years ago, they were one of the top teams. They might have been the top team 2 years ago as well as far as technical fouls. So Finch has been talking about lack of maturity, and you bring a guy like Mike Conley. How good does that trade look now with getting Conley and Alexander Walker and getting rid of D'Angelo Russell, who played horrible for the Lakers? I mean, if you have D'Angelo Russell on this team, on Minnesota still, there's no way they have this type of season. He was immature, and he was up and down as far as how well he played and how well he shot. But it's way better with Mike Conley, just the maturity level and a guy that's, as Chris likes to say, the adult in the room. And, if there's stuff going on, you kind of talk to Mike Conley, and he'll set everything straight. So his maturity and his veteran leadership has been really important, so that you're right 100%.
So Timberwolves and Nuggets game one tonight, they're the defending champs. Everybody's familiar. Jokic on and on. You know, this is a great team, and it's a huge step up for the Timberwolves to be able to beat them in a seven-game series.
Yeah, it's going to be a challenge. Obviously, Jokic, best player in the NBA. I don't think anybody really disputes that. And Jamal Murray has been a little bit up and down in their first round against Los Angeles. But Michael Porter Jr. has played well, too. So, I mean, you could argue Denver's got maybe the most talented or the best starting five in the NBA. The Wolves have a significantly more depth as far as talent with Reed and Alexander Walker and Paul Anderson coming off the bench. So, yeah, it's going to be but the Wolves kind of bothered them throughout this year, this season, when they played four times. So it's going to be a great series. I think the Wolves have a chance to win the series. Denver obviously has a chance. It's going to be hard fought. It might go to six or seven games, and I think everybody should pay attention to what's going on here, because this is going to be fun.
It has been a fun year, and They sweep the Suns in four, and now the next series begins tonight. Hey, Kev, what's crazy about it, they beat the Suns, still 12 games. They need to win 12 more to win the Larry O'Brien. That's what's so insane about it. It's like they're 25% there. It's crazy.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, if they, not that Oklahoma City, they're a good team too, but if the Wolves can get by Denver, I think they match up probably better. I think Minnesota matches up maybe better with the Thunder than they do the Nuggets. So if you get by Denver, Steve, you got a chance. You got a chance to get to the finals, and this state would light on fire if the Wolves.
Yeah, no doubt.
Get to the NBA finals, and then who knows what? Probably, you know, Boston after that. But that would be exciting, and considering where this team has been the last 20 years.
Well, Kev, I'm glad you had a good meal. Enjoy the game tonight. Always good to visit with you.
Great to hear your voice, my friend. I always enjoy it.
All right, there he is, Kevin Lynch, Valley Sports North. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead. Be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.